Before we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. Without your support, this podcast really wouldn't be possible. So thank y'all immensely. If you want to become a patron in exchange for some awesome rewards like extended episodes, as well as live streams and even some horoscope readings, feel free to follow the link in the description of this episode or visit patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. We would specifically like to thank our BBF, BFF level patrons, Anna H., Nini, Caitlin M., Delia, Elizabeth O., Miranda E., Cynthia P., Guadalupe F., and Christian G., as well as Evelyn. Y'all are so badass. Thank y'all so much. All right, let's start the show.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to an episode of Bitter Brown Femmes. This is Ruben coming to you from Los Angeles.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
This is our first official episode of the year. The last one was recorded like the day before Christmas. So even though like the things that we talked about on that episode were still relevant because time is an illusion and nothing changed, right? Like folks, like the Democrats are going back and forth with like whether or not to give us $2,000 of our own tax money or $600 of our own tax money.
And of course they chose the $600.
Yeah. So how have you been?
I don't know. Just bummed about not having a job, which is a weird thing to say, I think, because we're in a fucking pandemic. But I think even though the pandemic is happening, a lot of people still wish they could work, and not in like a fucking Trump Republican way where it's like open up the state or whatever, but in a like I'm fucking broke as shit and I wish I could work. So yeah, just like struggling with that, like how much more do we have to go, you know? And then even afterwards, like how hard is it going to be to find a fucking job? Like, who's going to be hiring? Like, all these businesses are going to be closed. Like, just thinking of all that. But, I mean, other than that, I'm trying to be, like, optimistic that it's a new year, even though we're still in a pandemic and nothing has changed.
Yeah, it's almost going to be a whole year of, like, being quarantined. Like, it just hit me.
In March. And these bitches have only given us 1,200, and some people got 600. I still haven't gotten mine, but not even like 2,000 complete dollars in a whole year.
Yeah, for most people, they just give you $100 a month, essentially. Yeah, that is wild.
I can't, like, but we already talked about the fucking stimulus, and we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to stimulate the stimulus chat anymore.
No, but get those stimmies out for our merch. Stupid. No, but for real, we did drop our merch for patrons this weekend. So y'all already came through. A lot of y'all, you need to calm down because it's just me. I just like picture myself like as a cartoon gif, like packing stuff by myself all fast. Trying to. So so please, y'all will get your shit soon. But if you're one of our patrons and you haven't checked it out, you can head on over to Patreon. And if you're not a patron, merch will drop later this week for you all. So we'll see what people have left for you,
because don't make promises. Merch will drop eventually.
Merch will drop when it drops. Okay,
but if you're a patron, you can go get it right now, this very second. You can just be like, nope, I'm not listening right now, I'm instead going to get merch. You can do that. But I've been good, thanks for asking. Literally did this twice, and both times Cassandra is just like, let's move on, I don't need to know how Ruben is.
You look great. Like your yellow chair.
Thanks. You know, I've been fantastic. Stressed. My eating habits are all over the place. My sleeping habits are all over the place. But yeah, in grad school, living that fabulous life, it's a mess. I don't know how they expect us to learn anything in these situations. And so I can't imagine like what like gall it takes for like professors to be like to the grad students, like, y'all need to turn in 30 pages of this and that assignment. And it's just like, girl, we're in a pandemic. Like, I had a class the day of like the white supremacist like Capitol riot, and I don't think they acknowledged it for more than 5 minutes. And I'm not even sure they did. I was late to that class because I was still like in shock, and I was like, should I even show up to this class? It's weird. Anyway, I'm dropping that class because
that sounds like a lot. I can't even imagine going to school right now. And shout out to everyone who's been working during the pandemic, who's been going to school during the pandemic, who's been at home with their kids. Like, shout out to all of us. You know, we are doing what we are best. Let's put it there.
Yeah.
We are doing our fucking best.
Yeah, if you're like having cleaned your house in a minute, like, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
No
like,
judge.
Yeah, no, you are doing your best out here.
Yeah. But I hope, yeah, that in leaving 2020 behind, that, you know, we wanted to do like these two last episodes for the year 2020, but shit happens, okay? So we did our best. Bitter Brown Fams did their best and put out a lot of episodes, more than any other year. So shout out to us. And this year will be more. But we did want to make like an episode that I had wanted to do was kind of like a roundup of like what happened in 2020. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do it. And now I feel like a new year, new year. But I did, one of the things though I did want to talk about real quick is like, if you took anything away from 2020, is that like our government does not give a shit about us, and just how fucked like capitalism is, and how it like kind of set the stage for like everything, like as far as like work and like healthcare and like labor and like poverty and everything that has happened. So like, we're not gonna have this whole episode like we intended about like 2020 and what we learned. Maybe we'll do that this year. That'll be cool. But for sure, for sure, for sure, I hope we're all on the same page that our government does not give a shit about us and that capitalism is killing everybody and the planet.
Yeah, and I think one thing you were getting at is particularly how this last year should have made a lot of us think about, like, labor. Like, our jobs and our, the environment we and the pace we were expected to work at. But also, like, the protections that we had or didn't have and how that is a product of, like, unions being stripped for, like, ages. You know, consider how you're going to take those lessons into consideration going forward, you know, and the different ways that you work. But also, I think about immediately about, like, even not only like work that you get paid for, but also think about like domestic work. There's so many folks who are now spending more time at home and seeing that maybe their labor was, that there was so much invisible labor that was being done in their homes, right? Because they had a woman or someone who's feminized, like, do that labor, right? Like, I think something that you were talking about earlier, Cassandra, is about how so many people lost their jobs in their last year. But most of them were women who were fired, particularly Black women and Latinas.
Yeah, so there was like an article that came out this week that said U.S. employers cut 140,000 jobs in December, and women accounted for all the losses, but particularly just Black women and Latinas that lost 156,000 jobs, while men gained 16,000 jobs. Black women and Latinas are out here lost all these jobs in 2020. Like, men actually gained jobs during a fucking pandemic. Obviously, not all men, but y'all know what the fuck we're talking about. But that's just like one example. You know, you brought up like domestic labor, and it's like everywhere. Like, women lost their jobs, and one of the reasons that some women lost their jobs was because of childcare, was because of children. You know, I always talk about like a lot of differences between fatherhood and motherhood. And one of them is mothers and like how they're seen by employers is like very unreliable if they have children. Like, a lot of times they won't even want to hire us because if they know that we have children, because they're like, oh, they're gonna, if the kid is sick, you're going to call out sick. If you have to go pick them up, there's like, it's like a downfall. It's like a a flaw, you know, if you say that you have children. But with men who say that they have children in interviews, they are more than likely to get that job because it's seen as a positive for them. And so women are often fired because of absences. And a lot of these absences are due to childcare, are due to, like, I don't have someone to stay home with my child. If they're sick, I need to take my, you know, child to the doctor, etc. So I definitely believe that, but I definitely believe that could, that is one of the factors, because I had been wanting to share a similar article a while ago, and the article that I was referring to a few months ago is How COVID Sent Women's Workforce Progress Backward. And it pretty much said the same thing. And one of the quotes in that was, one experiment found that job applicants with relevant experience who were out of work more than 6 months less likely to be called back than those with no relevant experience who had been unemployed for less time. This is potentially compounded by hiring discrimination that mothers, and specifically mothers of colors, experience. So this isn't like anything new. It's like childcare. It's like being a parent. And then there's when we go into like the homes, right? So now, like, for example, I had to quit my job because I didn't have childcare, and I'm at my house and I live with my parents. So it's a little different. But if, for example, you're in a relationship and you're with your husband, right? Like, even though you're like at home, you're still expected to do that work too. Right? And it's like, so now you're at home and you're still doing work, you're still taking care of your children, you're doing virtual learning, you're cooking, you're doing the thing. So it's like, just like this, it's just exhausting. But one other article that I had been wanting to share too, which ties into like domestic labor, was this survey. I believe it was the New York Times that they were doing, and the question was, who is spending more time homeschooling your children or helping them with distance learning? And what's funny is that men said me, 45% of men said me, and 80% of women said me. So we all know men are lying here. For no fucking reason.
Like, nobody was going to find out, and they were like still lying unprovoked.
I can't with this fucking survey. Like, I'm just like, why are you lying? It's like an anonymous survey. So, and then one of the my favorite quote in that article about that was like, although it's not possible to be certain which perceptions are correct, years of past research using time diaries have consistently shown that men often overestimate the amount they do. And I'm just like, obviously, like, in their little heads, they really do think they're doing like a lot, you know? They're like, oh, I made this bed for you, my love. So it's just like, even we're at home during a pandemic, like not getting paid, we're still doing work, right? Not being like compensated for it, because domestic labor is labor as well. And capitalism runs off that as well. So that's just like a whole thing that I wanted to shine light on. If you're a mother, even if you're not a mother, you know, like I'm sure like women who don't have children also just got let go of their jobs. Employers are misogynist as shit. They're sexist as shit. Of course they're gonna pick men over women. They're gonna let women go, you know? That shit still exists in the workplace. So, and that is just one of the like inequalities, quote unquote, that we're seeing, you know. But we can talk about other, like, I think one of the things that 2020, in regards to the pandemic and capitalism, also shown for me was like ableism, which I need to like, I want to be just more aware of myself. Like, that's just one thing. Like, for me, like, the pandemic and, like, just how ableist, not just how ableist people are in regards to the pandemic, right? But just, like, how, you know, disabled rights and, like, ableism that tie into the pandemic and capitalism as far as, like, healthcare, as far as, like, the pandemic itself and how people, like, treat it. And treat, you know, people who are disabled as disposable, or like they're not worthy of like being saved, or like we don't care about their lives. But also just like how these employers, like, you know, you get to work from home, and then it's like when disabled people ask for these things, that was impossible, but now it's possible because we're in this pandemic, and just a lot of things. So that for me, you know, I just want to be more aware of ableism. And disabled rights, I should say. For me, that's kind of one of the things I took away from the pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with that, we're going to go on a short break and come back in a second.
No one knows your body better than you. That's why at Planned Parenthood, you drive your healthcare decisions. Through Planned Parenthood's telehealth appointments, you can get high-quality, affordable care your way, by phone or video. When you're ready, just book a virtual appointment at plannedparenthood.org/BBF. That's plannedparenthood.org/BBF.
All right, and we are back. And today we wanted to devote a chunk of our episode to the white supremacist attack on the Capitol, which, like, okay, there's a couple things that, like, immediately in that statement, like, certain leftists were just like, stop defending the Capitol, like, any attack on it is good, and just like, shut up. Like, this was...
Oh, I didn't even see that. I'm glad, girl, I didn't see that.
White, like, leftists are going... White leftists, let's keep it real. Out of their way to be like, you know, be careful what you condemn in this, you know, thing, because it's going to come back to hurt leftists. I'm just like, girl, whatever they were going to do, they were going to do already to us. Like, they don't need our approval or our disapproval when it comes to talking about these white supremacists. Because the state itself is a white supremacist state, it didn't need our permission, our being people of color. It didn't need our permission to enact violence against us. So the simple act of these white supremacists doing this bullshit is already going to affect us negatively. Like, so, please. Like, some folks were like, up in arms because Trump got suspended from Twitter as a result of the white supremacist attack on the Capitol. And they were like, if they suspend Donald Trump, they're going to suspend all of us. And I'm like, bitch, they're already suspending all of us. They regularly suspend leftists. That's why so many of them have, like, alternative accounts. Sex workers are consistently getting suspended off of all platforms. Like, some of y'all leftists, like, don't see that, because you don't see sex workers as, like, people who need protection. So let's talk about that, bitch. Like, it's so frustrating when, you know, I was posting about, like, you know, what was going on with the, you know, Trump suspension on Twitter, and people were like, essentially bringing up the fact that they're going to suspend everybody. And I'm just like, where does this power of, like, you know, corporations end? And I'm like, we live in capitalism. Corporations have all the power. Did you just wake up to that fact today? Please think for a minute and consider the fact that some of us have been talking about these issues for ages. Like, my first YouTube video was about Sesta Fosta, which, you know, was rolled out like 3 years ago, and which deplatformed a lot of sex workers. And in it, I mentioned the fact that they were going to come for the rest of us. But who was talking about it? Not very many leftists, like, particularly Marxists, right? Because a lot of them do not like sex to talk about or endorse sex work, but still watch porn, but whatever. And so it was just sex workers and their allies who were talking about this issue. So I need a lot of y'all to wake the fuck up or, like, sit the fuck down. Anyway, back to the... I just remembered that really was pissing me off, reading that everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's defending the Capitol?
Girl.
Like, who the fuck is like, please don't touch the Capitol.
Yeah.
Please don't destroy the Capitol, guys. Like, who the fuck... I'm glad I didn't see those takes, yeah. But let's rewind a little.
Straight up, it's not like us being like, oh, protect the state. Like, this is not what this conversation is.
No, I'm just like, oh, God. Okay, let's rewind, though. So this happened last Wednesday. For those, let's get everybody caught. Yeah. Last Wednesday,
January
6th, right? Last Wednesday.
Dia de los Reyes Magos Day.
Yes. The fucking disrespect these white people have towards, like...
Latina.
Us B.
Yeah.
B-nexes.
Bitch, I hate you so much. B-neris.
First of all, how fucking dare you? Okay. What did you say, Ruben? Like, they already disrespected us enough.
They did.
Enough.
Their president already.
Throughout this fucking presidency. And then to do this on that day?
No respect.
No respect. But anyway, let's continue. So these motherfuckers... I'm sorry, that picture of that little old meemaw grandma inside the Capitol waving the flag just came to my mind, and I'm just like, okay, so we got the grandmas in the Capitol, we got the Vikings, we got the, I don't know, the people falling off the the walls. There, it was a hot mess. I mean, let me just start off by saying when I woke up that day and I saw what was happening, I actually was scared. And then I was actually very angry and bothered. And I don't even know if bothered is a strong enough word. I was just very, I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see it because it made me very mad that it was happening. And I didn't know how to explain it. It wasn't like just scared and it wasn't just angry. It was just this weird feeling that I had where I was just like, I don't want to see this shit. Like, it pisses me off. Like, it upsets me that they're being allowed to fucking do this, even though it's not surprising at all. It's still very, like, I don't even know if shocking is a word too, right? Because nothing that white supremacist or white supremacy does is, like, shocking, because they've done it all before. But I just didn't want to see it because it pissed me off. And it wasn't until, like, a few hours later I was like, okay, I need to get on and see what's going on. Then, you know, eventually throughout the day, the videos came and the memes, and that made me feel better. But initially, it just really bothered me, the level that we were seeing, like, white supremacy at such a very, and it was just so, like, oh, like, this casual, like, normalized, like, no big deal kind of thing. Like, it was a big deal, like, people were reacting to it, but the people there, like, the security or, like, the cops or whoever the fuck was there, obviously they weren't doing shit, you know? And so these people just got to roam free at the Capitol like it was nothing. And that pissed me off. And on that note, like, the first thing people did was start, you know, comparing what was going on to, like, Black Lives Matter or to, like, you know, Black people who have died in police custody, who have been killed, not died in police custody, who have been murdered by cops in police custody. It's like, if Black Lives Matter did this, then this would happen. Or, like, you know, those side-by-side comparisons of, like, this person got killed by a cop because they were Black, yet this, you know, those kind of comparisons. And then it's like, this is what white privilege is. And, like, those are the only two things that were, like, coming out, and that usually come out when shit like this happens. But, like, one thing that I wanted to touch on was, like, how we shouldn't make these comparisons at all, because it kind of just validates what a lot of, like, right-wing people say about Black Lives Matter and about, like, social movements or, like, different protests that are about something, that are against oppression, and are for liberation, which is very different from what was going on at the Capitol, and very different from, like, right-wing fucking riots and protests or whatever the fuck you want to call them. You know, so when we compare the two, we are saying that they're the same. And the only thing we're saying is, like, look, they're the same, but the outcome is different, when they're not the same at all. The outcome's not the same, but the situation is not the same at all. So, like, those comparisons need to be just not made. When we're talking about, like, what happened at the Capitol, when we're talking about white supremacy or, like, right-wing fuckers, like, that's what we need to talk about, period. We don't need to compare them to Black Lives Matter. We don't need to compare them to leftists, because they're not the same at all. So that's just one thing. And then the second thing is, like, when we say, like, this is what white privilege is, and it's like, yeah. I mean, yeah, we can argue that the reason why they got to do a lot of what they did, right, was because they have privilege under white supremacy. But white privilege is such a cop-out at times, like, replacing, like, just kind of using it for everything. Like, this is white privilege, and it's like, no, that's white supremacy. That's not white privilege. Like, that's white supremacy, and it needs to be called what it is. And white privilege now just feels like this watered down thing that we just label everything as. And it kind of just feels like it coddles white people, because even though some of them still have white guilt, I guess, for having privilege, like, privilege is not something that you earned, right? So they just have it. They didn't do anything, right? Like, they just have it. And so they're in their minds, it's like, oh, it's not my fault, you know, it's not my fault I have privilege. And when we say, like, oh, this is white privilege, then they get to remove themselves from that, because they're like, well, it's not my fault, you know. So, for example, if we're saying, you know, these fuckers got to storm the Capitol because of white privilege, it's like, well, that's not their fault. It's not their fault they have white privilege, right? It's not their fault that, like, the cops saw them and we're like, oh, they're white, they have privilege. Like, no, like, the reason they stormed the Capitol is because they're fucking white supremacists, because of white power, because that's what they were doing. Like, that was the whole point of that. And I have felt that way about the term white privilege. Like, I hardly use it because of this, but seeing everyone label what that that action, like that situation at the Capitol as white privilege, was just like, no, this is not fucking white privilege. And that's how I feel also about, I know we've talked about this before, about like the whole Karen thing, right? Like calling these violent racist ass white women Karens. You know, when I had said like we need to start calling them what they are, which is like violent, racist, white supremacists, aggressors, you know, at times like there's a difference between someone saying, oh, let me speak to the manager at McDonald's. Like, yeah, okay, you can say, oh, this person's being a Karen, haha. But when this white woman is like attacking a black child, how is it like, oh, they're being a Karen, like target Karen, like it's some fucking cute thing. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that because I talked about that and I got dragged for that and now everyone's on board. But whatever. The point is, we need to start calling things what they are and not coddle white people and not like, it's just, and then another thing, it's like, how do I explain it? It's like, I do think that pointing out white privilege has its place. I think that it's a good way to get people who aren't, maybe they're not all like, they really don't understand white privilege or they don't understand how it manifests, right, in white supremacy. Like pointing those things out, I think do reach some people, right? Because I've reached people that way, like pointing different things out, but it feels like everyone's just stuck there at like, okay, now let's just call everything white privilege, and okay, a white person acknowledges that they have privilege, and like now what? Like what does that mean? They just get to say that, like they just get to go online and say I'm white and I have privilege, but like what does that do? That doesn't do anything. So like the point is not like, I don't give a shit if a white person acknowledges that they have privileges, because that doesn't do anything. It needs to be like a lot more than that. Like what is your role in white supremacy? How do you perpetuate white supremacy? How do you benefit from it aside from like having these little privileges? Like a lot of the times it's not you having little privileges, it's like a lot of the times it's these white people engaging in white supremacy and like violence. It's not just like, oh, I have the privilege to like do this, and it's like, no, you're a fucking racist. Like so those are just like two big things that I got from, like, I don't even know what we're calling it, because like
the white supremacists like, attacked on the Capitol. You know, there's so many things, but one thing I've been told, yeah, not to call it is a terrorist attack because it validates the state apparatus. Either way, as you were saying, like, we know we have to start calling white supremacists. Another thing that does is that it shows you that, you know, I feel like white privilege does this thing of making like racism seem like an individual thing. Like, you know, like they're enacting their white privilege, as opposed to like illustrating it as part of a greater system, right? And white supremacy, the term itself, I think that is more effective, right? Like when a white woman calling the cops on, you know, black child because she thinks he stole her phone, like has happened recently, right? Like her doing that is not her, you know, enacting her white privilege, because it's her knowing that she lives in a white supremacist society that is going to believe her and is not going to believe a black child when it comes to stealing, right? That's kind of what's happening here.
Yeah, and then another thing about white privilege. So there's this also article by Lachey from Kinfolk Collective that's called Stop Blaming White Privilege. And her angle, which is something y'all should read this article. If you just Google it, it'll come out. Was when we're talking about empathy. And maybe empathy is not the right word. But for example, we'll say stuff like, oh, you know, you don't care about this issue because you have white privilege. Like there's this post that's always going around that's like, if something doesn't affect you, like you don't care, like that's what privilege is. And I could be wrong on that, but I'm sure most of you have seen it. Like not caring about something that doesn't affect you is like privilege. And I'm not gonna lie, I think like a few years ago I might have probably posted that because it made sense to me, or I thought I did at the time. But after reading this article, like it made me change my mind on a lot of things. And one of them was like how we say, you know, you can't care about, like, for example, like black issues or like what black people go, like the state violence that black people go through because you're not black, right? Because you don't experience this and you have privilege. But it's like when we think about, you know, if Ruben were to say my mom passed away, right? Like, my mom's never passed away, but I can imagine the pain that Ruben would feel, and not just like with his mom, with like if he were to tell me, you know, that they got in a car accident or that something happened that like hurt them, and I could relate to that. And not necessarily relate, like I never went through that, but I could sympathize and empathize because I care, and because I can connect with them and I can sympathize with them. But even though I've never experienced that, I can still empathize. And so it doesn't really make sense to say like I wouldn't be able to understand what Ruben is going through because I have privilege, because I've never experienced that, right? Because white people lack empathy. I'm sorry, but not sorry. It's not that it's like privilege that's holding them back from, like, you know, when we're talking about another thing, one thing that I always fight back is on like trauma porn, for example, like sharing trauma porn, and people are like, we need to share it because white people and like racists need to see this like child dying at the border, so that they understand why, detention is wrong. And it's like, no, they don't care. They don't need to see these pictures. Like, they don't need to go to little tours at the detention center. Like, if they had empathy, if they had morals, like, they would fucking care. But they don't. So it's not this lack, it's not this, like, privilege that's blinding them from, like, allowing them to feel compassion and empathy. It's just that they don't have none. It just, like, ties into everything, like, of why, yeah, like, just stop blaming privilege for a lot of things. Not just for, like, not calling it white supremacy, but also like blaming, you know, using it to coddle white people and using it to like excuse them of everything because that's what like that term white privilege has like come to, I feel, especially with celebrities and like media. Yeah. And then on back on that note, I think I already mentioned like when we share these things of like comparisons, not only is it inaccurate, but it's like white people, I'm pretty sure they know that like black people and white people do not get treated the same. Like, they're not living in some like other reality. They just do not care. So why are we wasting our time screaming this is white privilege and making comparisons about Black Lives Matter and calling them hypocrites? Like, they already know that. Like, let's move on and let's focus on like ourselves, and not like individually, but like as a community. I mean, how can we show up for each other? Like, what are we doing? Like, what should we read right now that's going to, like, help us see, like, because again, like, what happened at the Capitol in this day and age, yes, it's, like, the first, quote-unquote, first time it happens in our lifetime that we see it, like, we're living through it, but it's not the first time that white supremacy looks like this or that does this. So, like, what are we sharing with other people that's actually educating people, that's uplifting people, that's, like, providing people with something other than what we already know? Like, we already know like all of these basic things people are saying, like, we already know that. So like, what's the point of sharing that over and over and over and over again?
But I think you're getting at something that I wanted to talk about, which was the fact that, like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, there must be repercussions for these white supremacists and things like that. And while, I mean, yeah, another part of me is like, they already achieved what they wanted to achieve. Like, they already essentially made it known that, like, white supremacy doesn't end with Donald Trump, right? And that they are ready for whatever the next escalation is, right? And it was a mess. Like, and I think that's part of what the intent here was, because as some articles have mentioned, like, maybe like one or two of them, like there was one particular dude who stands out in my mind who, you know, went in and there was pictures of him like fully covered up head to toe, and he was carrying like zip ties, like police level grade zip ties, and he was obviously trying to kidnap somebody or take hostages. But everybody else, like all the other white supremacists, just walked into the Capitol building and, like, you know, threw their Axe body spray and literally put shit on the walls. Like, literally, there's shit on the Capitol building walls that white supremacists put there. You know, it's not like they had a plan. Like, if they went in there and, like, stopped the vote, like, they didn't have a plan of action after that, right? Like, a coup usually entails that there is, like, an overthrow of power or things like that. But that is not necessarily what they were ready for. What they were ready for, though, was to begin the circulation of white supremacist imagery, right? Because now a lot of us, you know, sure are like shaken by the trauma and all that of like watching these white supremacists, you know, go into the Capitol, and we're shaken because like the imagery of them doing so was so widely spread. So now we have like images of like somebody walking in the Capitol building with like a, you know, Confederate flag. We have, you know, images of some dude in a buffalo cap, like body paint, like on the House or Senate floor. You know, we have all these like violent images in our head that, you know, they went in there with the full intention of simply make themselves either into martyrs or, you know, if they were imprisoned or killed, or icons, you know, for the white supremacist group that they are part of on the internet, right? Because this all began on like either Reddit or Parler or something like that, or the QAnon blog post, right? QAnon being that conspiracy theory website that thinks that Donald Trump was like godsend to save America. Which is like surprisingly, I mean, I don't even know if surprisingly popular, but it's like mega popular at the moment, that website. They've made a mockery of themselves, these white supremacists, but they also like created all this imagery that's gonna live on and be historicized. So I think folks have to pay attention to what the age of social media, what it means to incite terror, right? And to incite violence, because all this is going to do is it is going to inspire a lot of copycats who want that type of glorification, right? Or that canonization, or that like martyrdom with from like white supremacist circles.
No, I completely agree. I think that white people suck at protesting. I wouldn't call that a protest, obviously, but just in general, like, they never know what the fuck they're doing. Like, you can tell they've never protested in their life. So it's not surprising they didn't have a plan. Like, and it's laughable, but at the same time, like, I 100% agree with you that regardless, like, they got what they wanted, which was like, hey, look at us, we can do this if we want to, and that's pretty much it, and that's what happened, right? There was violence, too. I mean, how many people died? Like,
five people died? Five people died, one person got shot, and everybody else, like, died of, like, complications. What? Not funny!
So, one guy tasered himself. Oh, yeah,
I read about that, so...
One lady had a tread on me flag, and she got tread on. Stomped on, to be exact. And then there was one lady who got shot, like actually got shot by like a cop or like a SWAT person. That's three. And then a cop. They killed a cop.
Died by suicide like a couple days. Oh, a veteran.
Oh, yeah. I did see something about that. So just a hot ass mess. And like both of those things are true, right? Like a lot of them got what they wanted. A lot of them get off on like enacting violence, even if it's just like imagery, right? Like Ruben had mentioned, because they know like spotlights on them, pictures are being taken, and now people of color, black people, indigenous people, like etc., like now that's like what they want. And then at the same time that they're all, a lot of them were a hot ass mess and just went, a lot of these Trump supporters, obviously, like, I don't like saying that right wing people or Republicans, conservatives that are quote unquote, like, they're not smart. Like, there's like this thing where people are like, they're not smart. No, a lot of them are fucking smart. Right. But then there's a lot of them that are just kind of like going along with what, you know, they just believe everything that they see on Facebook, on Fox News, on conspiracy theories, etc. They're like the followers, right? They're not like the leaders. They're just like there. And so a lot of those people, like Meemaw, for example, like I can tell, like they just went, like no más para ir, you know what I mean? Like they're just like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like there's they didn't have a plan. They've never been to like, they just wanted to go. So like both of those types of people were there, and so the latter made me laugh because those people were just, you know, climbing walls and falling, and tasering themselves.
He tased himself in the balls to death.
Yes.
I was gonna get, okay, I don't know. I was thinking about buying something, and then my ex was like, just don't hurt yourself in the balls like this dude. And yeah, so now I'm not sure if I'm making certain purchases.
Yeah. Well, I have a taser, and I'm not scared to use it. Not on myself, obviously, but I've never had to use it on anybody, but I will. That's what happened.
In conclusion.
Last Wednesday. In conclusion, what else has happened since then? Oh, I mean, yeah, that you had touched on at the beginning, like, a lot of the what happened afterwards was, like, all of a sudden, Trump is banned from Twitter and Spotify.
Spotify. Some Spotify premium. Spotify.
They're like, absolutely not. Commercials for you. Actually, no commercials. You're just not banned. You're just not on here. So he got banned, and then and then people from his administration resigned, and it's like, it's just like all of a sudden people like want to impeach him, and all of a sudden people have this energy like 2 weeks before the end of his presidency, and I'm just
people are like to set. Oh my god, that's what pisses me off. Let's talk about this impeachment shit, like, because now I'm pissed, like, pissed-er. These bitches are all hype about, like, yeah, let's impeach him to set a precedent, you know, so that this doesn't happen again. And I'm like, bitch, where was this energy years ago when this all, when his whole shit started? Now all of a sudden you're brave, now that you're like 8-9 days away from potentially taking the presidency and the House, because they already, or Congress, like, they already won, like, Democrats already won everything, and now they're brave. Bitch, you know what you need to get brave on? Getting me my $2,000 a month retroactively. Like, that's what you need to get brave on. Passing, like, a job security measures, you know, passing, like, a small business, like, security measures, like, financial measures, taking money away from corporations and, like, big banks and shit like that and giving it to people. Like, that's what you need to be worried about. And these are all things that I'm, you know, mentioning that is within the capacity of these liberals to make happen. Like, I'm not even asking them to, like, you know, destroy the system or whatever the fuck they think leftists talk about. Like, I'm talking about, like, shit that they can do right now. They can, you know what else they can do right now? They can forgive all student loans. They can provide free healthcare.
No, Biden said only 10,000. Oh my God. Sorry.
You know what? They can do all that on day one instead of, like, wasting their energy.
But they're not going to.
But you know what? This is a fucking, it's like a theater. Like, you know, it's the opposite of the theater of the oppressed. It's the theater of the oppressor right here that they're fucking doing. Like, fucking, girl, we'll put up with this motherfucker for another 9 days if y'all bitches give me my money, if y'all bitches forgive my student loans, if y'all give me some fucking healthcare for free. Because otherwise they're just like, oh, we tried our best to get him impeached. Or even worse, like, if they do impeach him, like, a fucking week before he's set to, like, leave anyway, They're gonna ride that high for ages. They're gonna pretend like they did something. You know, it's like that. It'll be like the.
Yep. They're gonna be like the resistance.
Yeah, we've resisted to the very end, and I'm like, you resisted doing something. That's what you resisted. You resisted getting off your.
You resisted at the end, and not even much, because, like,
the only thing these fucking politicians resist is doing a fucking doing their job, because they don't resist taking money from, you know, big corporations and, you know, big PACs, big, you know, super PACs. They love not resisting that cash flow. So, you know what? I will resist on my own. Like, I will, if y'all let, you know, Trump be president for another 9 days or whatever, I will resist him as long as you pass all the other progressive measures that we have been begging y'all for ages. Which reminds me that, and y'all better do something, because all the progressives that were, like, pro Medicare for all, pro, like, student loan forgiveness, pretty much all the progressives, like, won their races. Whereas the liberals that, like, you know, are by the book, like, you know, capital first, but we, like, you know, people of color, those type of liberals, the Nancy Pelosi type, most of them lost their races. So y'all need to get step it up, because people are outpacing y'all.
Oh yeah, just about how everyone wants to act like they're brave now all of a sudden, and it's just so
annoying. It's like when your mom, like, you know, puts your sibling in a timeout when they were like hitting you in the face and you couldn't defend yourself until all of us, but now that your mom put the kid in the corner, like, you're like taunting them, like, haha, like, that's what this is about. Like, y'all are so childish. Like, I really hate it here.
So I just, it's, I don't, I just hate it. I hate it. I do think it's funny that he got banned on Twitter, though. Because I honestly am like, what is he doing now with his free time? And this bitch was always on Twitter, like, shut up. So, like, it is kind of funny. But it's like, oh, you think you're special, bitch? I've been banned a hundred times for saying men are shit. Like, shut the fuck up. But anyway, I guess that wraps it up. That was just the outcome that I wanted to talk about, how everyone's all of a sudden brave in regards to, like, Trump. Oh, and, like, the big thing is, like, all of a sudden, these people didn't care about Black lives. They didn't care about all the other marginalized, like, people that had to live under this presidency. They didn't care about people in detention, about trans people dying in detention, children, about, you know, these women that we learned that were being sterilized in detention. They didn't care, you know, about all the trans people that died these last, like, they don't care about absolutely anything. But now that white property, federal property, was destroyed, all of a sudden they're like, this is where I draw the line. Like, all those lives lost, you know, to violence, to police, to, like, this pandemic with no healthcare, that are, like, in poverty now, that don't have jobs. Like, all of this has happened in the 4 years. Like, none of that shit mattered to anybody. But all of a sudden, like, these bitches storm the Capitol and they're, like, shook. Or they're like, this is where I draw the line. At this white property, how dare you? Which is not surprising, but it's just, like, okay. And now all of a sudden y'all are brave and want to impeach and are denouncing him, and you're fighting, AOC's fighting Ted Cruz on Twitter, and, like, everyone's fighting each other, and it's, like, this whole thing, and I'm just like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, I don't even give a shit. Like, give us fucking money. That's all I care about. Because we know, like, nothing's gonna happen to these people, and I think, as an abolitionist, do I want them to go to jail? You know, maybe. Am I gonna call the FBI?
On what's that fool's name from El Paso?
On Anthony Aguero from El Paso, Texas. Yes, I have videos of him. Sir, officer, FBI agent, please call me.
DM FBI is like FBI. I have information DM, that can lead to the arrest of whatever his name is.
Anthony Aguero. Please email bitterbrownfems at... No, but, like, it's like, what is that gonna do? Let's, like, sit down and think about that. Like, these people go to prison, or they get tried, or they get charged, you know, and that's the same with, like, everyone that goes to prison. Like, what is the outcome of that? White supremacy is still gonna exist. The followers that these people had are still gonna be around. If they get tried, it'll be probably even more, because, you know, they hate when their friends go to prison or they get tried. Like, they get riled up and they bail them out, and then it's like this whole thing. But it's like, really, what is that going to do, right? Like, there needs to be, we need to take things by the root.
That's what radical means, to take things by the root.
Right. Yeah, is that Angela Davis? I'm trying to think of the quote.
Cassandra on her Angela Davis, like, shit over here. Try to take things from the root.
Aquarius. But you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I mean, I think it's funny to me to think, like, yeah, I'm going to report these people to the FBI. And it's funny to think, because these, you know, a lot of these people think they're untouchable, and, like, they're like, I love the law. Like, they hate the law, but they love the law and it's convenient. They're just like, you know, just how, like, they love cops and they hate them, and, like, they kill them, but then they love them. They, like, attacked that cop with, like, they were killing him with a Blue Lives Matter flag. Like, bye. So it's just like, yeah, it's funny, but at the end of the day, it's like, no, like, what is prison going to do? Like, what is charging these people really going to do? Like, that's not going to solve the issue. But yeah, that's just, like, a thought. Just some thoughts at almost 3 a.m. over here. What else is there to talk about anyway? Like, what's been up? Nothing.
I guess this is where we talk about the things that made us less bitter this month.
Yeah. So we're starting a new little cute segment where we just, you know when people are like, let's talk about joy. Let's talk about healing. Mine and Ruben's is like, what made us less bitter? Not like, we're still bitter, but like, what made us less bitter? You go first, Ruben. What made you
This book by Maggie Nelson, The Red Parts, which kind of explores the trial of the author's like aunt's murderer and how she was grappling with it as like as an abolitionist and like as like a radical, you know, she's someone who's very invested in America's obsession with violence, and she was taking it by stride and talking about like, you know, what does justice mean for someone in their scenario where like her aunt's murder had gone unsolved for like 30 years. And so like her family was essentially like, will putting him in prison like make us feel better? And at one point, like her grandpa, like her aunt's father was like, you know, I don't even, he said something to the effect, like, I don't even know if I want him to rot in prison claiming that he didn't kill my daughter, or if I'd rather just have him be free and be a changed person and just admit to us that he destroyed our lives, like, all that time ago. And so it was just, I know it doesn't sound like a happy book, and it isn't. It's a lot about grief. It's a lot about all these ugly things, but just the way that Maggie Nelson writes is so, I don't want to say vulnerable, but because I sometimes I think that vulnerability, specifically in writing, like I think that's one of the reasons I don't like poetry, is because sometimes vulnerability is really cheap in writing. It really is sometimes, because like that's why, oh God, I was about to say something, but that's why you have a lot of these like, you know, these Latinx diaspora poets like all writing about the same shit, because it's so easy to hit certain like emotional marks in writing. But the way that Maggie Nelson deals with emotions is very cerebral and very she makes like all these, basically makes theory out of her feelings, and I really, really enjoy that. Yeah, so that's what made me less bitter these last few weeks. Maggie Nelson's The Red Parts.
Cute. That sounds like something I want to
read. Actually, you would like it. It's free on Audible if you have a, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very true crimey.
Okay, that sounds like the obvious thing. When you were describing it, I was like, that sounds like a book I read in high school. Yeah, no, for me, I got to see my love for. I was gonna say my love. That sounded really corny. And I hadn't seen him in like 4 months.
Just a drop off merch.
No, that was today. no, like a week, 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago, I don't remember. Because yeah, like I don't even know how many times we saw each other, like in 2020. It's so wild. Like we didn't, like, I didn't see him. Like there was like months where I didn't see him at all.
You're like, are we still together? Like, is
yeah, it's like, it was so wild when I think about it. But just like being able to like talk, like, not just spend time with someone I love, obviously, but just like with a fucking, just getting out of my house and like having a fucking conversation with someone. Because again, I'm like, I am home with my child, and then when he's not with me, I'm just here alone. And yeah, I talk to like my friends online, but, or through message, but it's not the same as like, you know, having that human connection. And that sounds really corny, and I sound like a COVID ad commercial. Because you know they are always saying stuff. Like
are they? That. I don't know what they say. They don't. I don't really watch TV. Yeah. Here.
Well, you know, at the beginning, I was thinking about how at the beginning of the pandemic, there was like all these, like, we can do it together, like all these commercials and these ads, and then like a week later, like
everyone's like, open up the open up the state. like fuck you. Like anyway, also just I don't know, I've been watching You Know Me. I think I'm done with the 90s novelas that were keeping Aww. Me very sane for the last couple weeks. And just like music. Like I was listening to just like, I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of music from like high school. Like today I was listening to a lot of Newfound Glory, which I haven't listened to in a long time. I was listening to like The Rapture.
Love The Rapture. That's like probably my favorite band.
Yeah. Yeah, you've mentioned that.
You're like, shut up about them.
I don't know. Just
stop supporting white bands.
No. Oh, there's a song by Natalia Lafourcade.
Girl, is it Lafourcade?
I like, think
her.
I asked you this last time.
I don't know why you asked me about her because I don't know her. I feel like her, Carla Morrison, and Mon Laferte, like they came out of nowhere with like CDs, like albums upon albums of like material. And everybody was immediately a stan. And I felt like, where the fuck have I been for so long that these women have not only a plethora of albums, but like these solidified fan bases? Like, yeah, I do not know anything about these. I know that I will eventually like them, but I don't know anything about these white Latinas. All the power to them, though.
Yeah. No, listening to like one of my favorite songs by her, that makes me cry. That doesn't sound very happy, but it made me happy because it like reminded me of my grandma. And so anyway, I guess just to say, like, music, that's like my escape. Like sometimes my mom's like, you put your headphones on so you don't have to talk to him.
Facts. I'm like, it's not
because I don't want to talk to him. It's like, okay, hello, no shame, parents know, like when you're with your child like 24/7, like sometimes I go to the restroom and just to like get away because there's like
not to poop because for me to be alone are still not the business.
Oh my god. And so sometimes I'll just put on my headphones, you know, and I'll just listen to music, and that's my way of like, and even though I'm not physically alone, when I have my headphones on and I'm listening to music, like I am alone. That sounds very emo and sad, but y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. So anyway, yeah.
All right, y'all.
That's all. We're coming up on Aquarius season.
I'm hype. I'm like, and, you know, usually around this time I start feeling my powers rise. That is not how I'm feeling, mm-hmm. but I am hopeful.
That's how I felt like in 2020. Usually, like when Sagittarius season starts, I'm like, fuck yeah. But like in 2020, I was like,
mm-hmm. yeah, no.
like, nothing.
Yeah, happened. I like, oh. You know, the last time I went out was for my birthday last year. That's like the last time I felt like...
No, it was when you were here.
Oh, you're right. Well, we just went to a bar.
That was in March.
Yeah, we went to a straight people bar. I don't want to call that going out.
We were in Cruces, okay? That was.
Oh my
like
God,
best.
We couldn't go to the gay district in El Paso?
That was the best we could
do. You couldn't give me
time.
The El Paso lesbian experience? Damn.
Oh my gosh. That was literally like, what was that, like a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
It was like
or something?
A Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, and I had to work the next day, and I had to take my child to school. So
damn,
you need to
relax. Couldn't go to Juarez to get down. I know shit goes down in Juarez. Yeah.
Oh, I miss Juarez. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Anyway.
Anyway, in conclusion, Cassandra didn't take me out.
In conclusion,
when she was in a we didn't have Whataburger. God. I'm holding you accountable that whenever the pandemic ends in the next decade. You're going to take me to Whataburger, like a fool, like roll out the orange carpet,
you know,
like
what?
All of that.
Yeah.
Like you're going to call them ahead
Side
of time
note,
and be like, roll out the orange carpet.
Yeah. Yes. Side note, shout out to Whataburger during this pandemic because they've been holding that shit down. Sorry. I just saw a tweet. I don't know where it was. It was like people are in line like to get the vaccine or to sign up for it or... But it's just like chaotic, like the scene, and someone was like, Whataburger's like would have done this a better job. But it's because like for some reason during the pandemic, like everyone's going to Whataburger, and so they have like they have their employees outside and they have like cones and they have all these stations of like just like very organized situation happening at Whataburger throughout this whole pandemic. So shout out to Whataburger for that. Anyway, happy new year, everybody. And we'll see what 2021 has in store for us. I mean, we already saw some shit like a few days
ago. Yeah, like that one hospital who had to like administer 600 vaccines like randomly because their fridge gave out. This whole thing is just a mess.
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Yeah. There was like this image, this like video of like all these gays at like a rave. And it was like, if the gays were in charge of vaccine distribution, they would have just put it in like rave fog and distributed that.
Oh my God.
I just want to go lick some booty hole in peace.
Without a mask on. Without walking straight in up with the mask on.
All right, John.
That's all I want. That's all right, enough. Yeah. Okay.
Take care of yourselves. All right. Take
See
care.
See you next Bye. Time. Bye.
All right. Before we leave, we absolutely need to give a shout out to all of our I Know Her Level patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. That would be Tate, Natasha B, Yasmin R, Brenda C, Ames T, Amy, Layla G, Griselda M, Liz, Beth K, Sarah M, Karina C, Yulitza, Chrissy J, Jacqueline A, Clara P, Gianna R, Marisol L, Miguel B, Nancy M, Valentina R, Yasmin, Jocelyn D, Vanessa, Alana F, Erica A, Justine, Jill M, Magdalena S, Laura R, Ronnie L, Linda M, Bianca, Kimberly, Jen A, Cassandra G, Abigail D, and Aranya. All right, sending y'all a ton of love. Take care.